Hello.
Hey, Ilse.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Will and Thomas. I'm super, super excited that I have you here, both of you. Super excited to be here.
Great to be here. I like this drop-in webinar thing. It's very, very 2020.
Right? That's what we thought. So for everyone who is listening in, it's already been super excited. Everyone is really happy with what we're doing. So that's amazing. With us, we have Will Butler, Vice President at Be My Eyes, and Thomas Jelinek, co-founder of Cash Reader app. Thomas, is that how I pronounce your last name?
Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you for having me.
Talking about, Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So that's why, make sure that the names are right. Gentlemen, please tell me a little bit about yourselves, what you do, and how did you get into accessibility? Will, go ahead.
I'll try to keep it short. So I'm Will from Be My Eyes. Thanks so much for having us, guys. It's always fun to take the opportunity today to expand our communities a little bit. Sorry, there's a garbage truck, there's a trash truck outside my window. So that's what you're hearing. I'm Will. I'm in California, and I'm passionate about accessibility because I am legally blind myself, and I have been for about 12 years now, but I have only been able to talk about my blindness for maybe 7 or 8 years because it's really, really difficult thing to adjust to. And so I think one of the things that accessibility does for us is gives us a smooth transition from feeling quote unquote normal, which doesn't really exist, to being someone with a disability who is proud to talk about it and proud to make it part of their identity. So that's where I'm coming from. And I'm happy to tell you all about Be My Eyes at some point too.
Wow, yes, we'll get straight into that in a little bit. Thomas.
Hello, I'm Thomas. Hi. And my warm regards from Czech Republic. A little bit about myself. I've been a developer, for ages, from my childhood. Yeah, so I loved to develop always. Yeah, I started with games in game industry, and later on, I just moved to mobile apps. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm maybe a little bit too late in accessibility when I compare with other speakers, because I started to. I started to come into this accessibility world like 3 years ago, and I really enjoy it. It was a completely new path for me, and I'm really excited to talk about it here. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. And because, of course, I know both of your apps, your products very well. Especially Will, Be My Eyes. It was such a simple idea with a huge, huge impact. What were some of the biggest challenges for you and for you guys when scaling this idea?
It's a good question. I mean, for those that don't know, so Be My Eyes is basically a super simple concept. Like, blind people live their lives like everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's just that once in a while, you need a pair of eyes. There's something that isn't designed accessibly, and no amount of wanting it to be accessible is going to make it accessible. So you need a pair of eyes. And so we leveraged all these people who want to help us, you know, cross the street or things that we might not necessarily need help with, and said, why don't you help us when we're in the most need? So it's just randomized video calling. Mm-hmm. When we launched 5 years ago, our biggest worry was that there was going to be a whole bunch of people with vision impairments signing up and no one to help them. That was like our nightmare, right? And then the day we launched, it was very quiet, very conservative, very Danish. And
Scary.
And then and overnight in 24 hours we had 10,000 volunteers and 1,000 blind users, and it was just a perfect ratio of helpers to people who needed it. And since then it's grown at about that rate. So the challenge was the fact that in 6 weeks we were in 60 countries and we had to figure out how to translate it into all these languages, because mm-hmm. accessibility really is global. And if you do something that people, that connects with people, you're gonna have to make sure you deliver it in all these languages. That's part of accessibility, is language. So it remains a challenge today to make sure that we're speaking the language literally and figuratively of such a kind of diverse community of users.
Yes, definitely. And that's actually the great one next to for Thomas. Your app recognizes over 90 currencies. How go about creating the recognition for so many different currencies, for so many different countries, basically, so many different people?
I think that you, it's actually really a good question, because we started completely as a local, very local project. And it's because we were involved in the local community with our visually impaired friend. And they said, I'm writing to support of these companies, and they will never integrate the money reading for our republic, mm-hmm. Czechia. And I was always interested in AI and image recognition. I studied it on the university, and I said, hey, let's take it as a small project for the weekends, So that's basically how it started. Then I just launched it on the App Store and with my friend Martin to Google Play, And then we were overwhelmed how people were really happy from the identification results, And we were getting so many emails, please include this, please include that currency, And basically we were like, hey, how we are going to do that? Because we need to have these banknotes here in order to add them to our application. So at the end, the biggest challenge, at first it started as a technological challenge, but now I think it's more like a logistical challenge, I would say. And I think that it would never be possible without the people all around the world, mm-hmm. because we simply said, everyone who brought us to add their currency, okay, great, let's do it. Let's do it together. And that's how we met so many great people. And now we are working with them on the daily basis. They are helping us from so many countries. So that's what makes this project really exciting.
So it's really the big network, and having all the people helping and working together is beautiful. for both of you, you are in innovative technology. You're in the middle of it all. You work very hard on building things for people that, make them happy, make them love their life. What do you think are some of the upcoming innovative technologies that you are really excited about, mostly from an assistive point of view, but also in general?
Tomas, if you have one on top of your mind, you're gonna have to go.
Actually, because I think a few months ago I was very excited from the Sunu band. Actually, it's nice that we are going to talk about it in these sessions. I had the Sunu band in hands and was really it looked a little bit like a prototype, but it was working extremely well. So actually I bought one Sunu band and gave it to my friend. Actually we are having him here as well, Hassan. He was also so excited. So it's great to see, because I'm from the world where you can basically make an app quite probably quickly, but when it is about the building the hardware, it's completely different challenge. You need a lot more resources, you need to have a lot more people. And I'm really excited to hear how guys from Sunu Band did that. I think it's a really great product. Yeah, and I was excited from the first look. So that's just something which came to my mind where you asked this question. Yeah, and I really like that it's not only about the software, but also mm-hmm. about the connection to the great hardware.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for the people at home, the Sunaband is a band you put on your wrist and it basically detects objects and obstacles. So, and we have them in a little bit on, so ask all your questions then. Yeah. And Will, did you come up with something?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The Sunaband, they've come such a long way too. I met them maybe, I don't know, four years ago or so when they had kind of early versions of it. And I remember walking around the halls of the Lighthouse in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It was such a buzz about it because it was like, it's, you know, this thing you put on your wrist. It's really cool to see how it's evolved over the years. I think mine is sort of hardware related too, actually, because I mean, we're always pushing for better software, right? Constant improvement in software. But I'm excited for a hands-free experience and I know I'm here sitting on the Envision chat, but it's I really am. I think, you know, living as a blind person, like the phone is everything. I mean, it's like the way that it's the way I magnify mm-hmm. visual things so that I can see them. It's the way that I communicate. I use my eyes or FaceTime in the kitchen. I'll be chatting with friends and cooking, and I take something out of the oven. If I'm talking to my parents or my friends, I'll just say, you know, does this look ready to you? It's now more than ever, it's completely integrated into how I see, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we have truly, and, you know, I'm not going to prescribe what the best one is going to be, whether it's quote unquote wearable or quote unquote glasses or who knows what we'll have 5-10 years down the line, right? Like mm-hmm. I have a lot of blind friends and family who are always kind of saying like, yeah, glasses are what we have now, but it doesn't have to be glasses. You know, it could be anything. We can think very creatively about how we get that hands-free experience. Because when products like Envision come out and when we have that hands-free experience, it's going to free up both of our hands to really do what they do best, which is to make things and experience. And they're, you know, like I need both my hands, and often one is holding a cane or an object. And it's just like, I need my hands.
Yeah, man. There's more. Yeah, no, of course. And yeah, of course, we are working on something. But we also got that back a lot. Like, there is more than just that phone always in your hand.
Absolutely. And I think, like, it's also a hardware. You know, hardware is challenging. It's a very different ball game than making an app.
Exactly. Yes.
But once, you know, we're just every day we're getting better and better and closer, and the hardware is getting more and more effective. So that's what excites me.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah,
it actually came to my mind that when I did my research on accessibility apps like years ago, I think that Be My Eyes was the first application I installed, actually. Really? So it's very exciting to sit here with Will. And I'm using it until now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just happened to be that I always get this notification when I'm out in the pub.
Yeah.
So you're, it's like you time it.
Have you ever actually been able to get to a call in time?
Yes, I was. I think that I missed only once. Yeah, so I don't know how many seconds do I have, but maybe it's because I almost all the time have a phone in my hand. It's quite easy to answer. Yeah, and yes, it's really exciting. Yeah.
Well, it's funny too, because I used to work at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. And when we train people in blindness skills, your app's one of the first apps that, you know, we tell people about, because it's such a basic need for people. It's like, it's like, I just want to know my money. You know what I mean? Like banking, money. These are like the most fundamental things to living independent lives, right?
And Will, the question that you just asked Thomas, basically, that's already a first part of my curiosity, basically. How do you develop user-oriented? Because now, you know, Thomas used the app and you immediately asked him, okay, so did it work for you? So how do you integrate that in your design, in your work?
You ask questions like that all the time, you know what I mean? And you actually listen to people. I mean, you can run a survey and survey hundreds of thousands of people, and you can hold focus groups. And if you don't actually listen to people, then there's no point. Or if you take the feedback and create a really beautiful chart and graph and data analyze it and everything, it's lovely, but you're just employing someone to make charts and graphs. But at the end of the day, it's like, if Tomas says, it was great because of XYZ, we double down on that. And if he tells me, no, it sucked because this happened, then I go, get off the webinar and cry for a few minutes, and then I go and fix it. You know what I mean? It's tough because we have a technical roadmap and we have a dev team that is like laser focused on the long-term goals.
Yeah.
But whenever possible, we have that Slack channel of user feedback and use cases, and we all read it every single day and every single time a new message comes in. So.
Yeah, that's.
What about you, Tomas?
I think that it's really important to say also to our audience that we really read everything. Yeah. So all emails or reviews, everything what is coming, we really read it. I know that sometimes it doesn't look like, because sometimes when people are asking for some features, they are contradicting each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to have that, somebody hates it. Yeah. And so sometimes we have to do some really tough decisions, what to include and what to not do. Yeah. And well, we also are just a small startup. Yeah. But what I love most is when I attend some event and I can actually show it to the random visually impaired people visiting the fair, visiting the event, and they just take the app and either they are able to use it immediately, or I have to have like a very long discussion with them and explain them. And this is actually, of course, that's bad, So after every event, I'm always thinking of what we can do better. So people, when they just install the app, they can just immediately use it, And even with simple apps, it's really difficult to balance it properly.
I love working for the blind community though, because it challenges you. We have such a wide diversity of skill levels in the blind community. And of course, many of us are in an aging group. So like, it really challenges us as like product developers and designers and entrepreneurs and marketers to make it extremely usable, simple, and accessible.
Yeah.
In the most like pure and simple way. And I feel like we're being challenged to make the best products in the world, you know?
Yeah, because honestly, I also think that there is a lot of products out there that you would think are very, very easy to use for a sighted person, but they're really not.
No.
So it's really hard to make something that is complicated very easy and easy to understand quickly, because we also don't want to read too much before we start working.
Right.
So
we always say that we always tell that to partners and customers, it was really hard to get to simple.
Gents, I'm hopping into some questions if that's okay for you.
Yeah.
Victor, he has a question. Do you think there will come a time where AI will totally replace independence on humans for visual help? Or do you think the human nuance is irreplaceable? I think it's a really good one.
I would love that. I'll go get a job somewhere else.
Yeah, <we're> just humans.
I'm tired of dealing with all these people. No, I think that question is sort of for me, because obviously what Be My Eyes does is we are just a community support platform, right? We build technology that connects humans to other humans in the most efficient, effective way possible. So if Tomas's app came and, you know, started recognizing a million other things, if Envision came along, would it replace Be My Eyes? I got a secret. Absolutely not. If you heard all the things that people use Be My Eyes for every day, I won't give you the long list, but you will go, oh yeah, a computer will literally never be able to do that.
I'm very
confident about that.
I'm sure the AI is just scratching the surface. We are at the very beginning, but it will still be for everybody just an assistive technology. Yeah. At the end of the day, you will always want to talk to the person. Yeah.
You can't ask an AI, hey, how does my wedding dress look?
That is a question that a
computer can give a good shot. You can say white, you know, even unwrinkled or whatever, but it's not going to be able to say the really nuanced things that not even I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's some, for example, I think a wedding dress is a really good example, because it also has a feel to it. It has a feel to a person.
It's such a complicated, beautiful, kind of like human creation. How could a computer understand what that wedding dress is trying to achieve, right? The flows, the train, the veil, the different layering, the texture. Like, that's not something that you can really make an objective call on. Like, a human needs to interpret that.
Thomas, Nancy is asking, what is the difficulty with recognizing coins?
Yeah, I think everybody is asking about coins, and the thing is that with our 90 currencies, it's already a huge pile of banknotes which we had to process, and we had to you can imagine that in some countries you have like 7 banknotes, and then you have several series, so you might have 30 even 40 banknotes. You have to collect everything, because if one banknote would be missing, then definitely it would be outrage on support. It's not working. And you can imagine how it would be to collect all the coins, I never thought that I would say that, but I really love to collect it right now. So I think that after collecting all these notes, maybe I will start collecting coins. Yeah. So as soon as we have these coins, we can start to we can do that. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But it's much more challenging because collecting all the coins, it's extremely difficult. But yeah, we can start with some countries. Yeah. We can give it a try, and that's something we would love to do in future.
So what I hear here is, call Thomas and tell him which currency you want.
I love all the hardball questions. These are great. Yeah. Was that Victor Sarin who asked that question? Victor, you're in trouble.
No. Hey, and I have somebody here, Thomas, you know him very well. He has a question, and it's Hassan. We would like to bring him in. Yes, Hassan, are you there?
Yes, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Hassan.
How are you guys doing? It's so powerful to meeting both of you. Like, you are guys are making a difference in our life. So it's really nice to meeting you out there in here. So I don't have a question, actually. I have a comment.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So my comment is to both of you and to anyone who's making an apps for us, for the blind, is that please, guys, stay acting like this. Keep doing this, because without a view, guys, we really will live in a lack. We will really live in a problem, and will not live independently without your apps. So please keep acting and doing like this.
Thank you. That's
awesome. Thanks a lot.
We need people like you too, though. People who are willing to have their voices heard. You're just as important.
I am one of 185 million across the world. So we all really appreciating what you are doing.
Thank you.
Hassan is actually one of our early adopters. He is also cooperating with us. I think that he is even one of the first person who wrote us, and we didn't even have the application worldwide. Yeah. So yes, it's really great if such enthusiastic, like technological enthusiastic, are really spreading, just spread your mind. Yeah, I think it's great if you just write to people, write to Be My Eyes, write to me, and tell, yeah, please do this and that. Yeah, and we will support you. Yeah, I really appreciate this point of really trying to ask for specific things to be developed. Yeah, because for us sighted people, we kind of sometimes overlook what is necessary. Yeah. So I think that talking to people like you, Hassan, and listening to your ideas, this is how this product evolves. Yeah, this is how it happens that it is available.
Yeah, Hassan.
Hassan, where are you based?
Jordan, and Jordan is a country that's located in the Middle East.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, yes. You know, I don't know if you know, on Be My Eyes, we partner with companies to provide specialized support too, like Google and Microsoft and companies
I do know Be My Eyes, and I am one of the translating volunteers. I do.
Oh, volunteer. Wonderful.
Yeah, and they have translation.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to say, you know, we listen to the, sometimes when we're trying to forge a partnership with a company, it means a lot more to the company to hear from the user than it does from us, because we're just, you know, we work at Be My Eyes, so of course we think it's great. But when the users say the type of things you said to companies who are considering providing accessible customer support, it makes a huge impact. It really does. So I just want everyone who's listening to know that, like, your voice as a consumer is more powerful than it ever was before. Writing an email or a tweet is extremely powerful today. That's all.
Yes, I believe that without our voices, we will not be here. We will not be implementing in policies and technologies and so on. So I always encourage my peers in my society to speak up, to show up their minds, their abilities, their ideas. And trust me, wherever I find any accessible, anything, any company that would love to provide accessibility, special assistant on Be My Eyes, I will let you know.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Hassan, so much for your time.
No problem, my pleasure.
Yeah, we're all a big fan of Hassan. That's I have Julia here asking a question that I also wanted to ask. So this is great. Can you both give a sneak peek into some of the upcoming features that we can expect from both of you, from Be My Eyes and Cash Reader?
Sneak peek, huh?
Do we have something sneaky peeky?
We dropped a whole bunch of stuff today, so I can give you a sneak peek of what literally just came out a couple hours ago.
We've
got this amazing campaign where we asked all these really cool people what accessibility is to them, Like, we've got the Blind Top Chef winner, Christine Ha, blind skateboarder, Dan Mancina. We've got the head of accessibility from Facebook. All these really, really amazing people talking about accessibility. We announced a partnership with Accessibility Shield to actually get your website tested by a real user. So it's taking, you know, really attempting to take an actual dent out of the inaccessible internet. Mm. But in terms of in terms of the app itself, I will say we can't promise anything in the near future, but the requests that we get about new specialized help partners, the requests we get about wearables, and the requests we get about screen share are all things that we are hearing loud and clear, and we are not ignoring. I'll just say that.
Good. That's good to know. That was a sneaky. I love it. Thomas, how about you?
Well, for us, I think it doesn't come as a surprise that we are working on new currencies. Yeah, but we are also right now we are working on implementation of the Braille display support. So that's something that we would like to completely and fully support. And also we are just prototyping some features such as counting money and converting currencies and so on. But we would like to do it right, yeah? Because we still want to have this simple application which will be easy to use, and we doesn't want to overwhelm it with the features which will be sparely used.
Yeah, makes sense. Both of you, thank you so much for being here with us. Really appreciate it. And let's keep each other, up to date about everything that we do.
Definitely. Oh, it's already half an hour. It's like 5 minutes. I need more.
I don't want to go out there into the craziness.
I don't want to go. Yeah, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, if anyone wants to check out what we're up to today, it's bemyeyes.com/dad. DAAD. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. We're going to take it.
Same here. Just write us a message. Yeah, we will definitely answer. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. Nice to meet you, bud.
Nice to meet you, Will.
Talk soon.
Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Introducing Envision Glasses, the new AI-powered smart glasses by Envision, empowering the blind and visually impaired to be more independent. Available for pre-order now.